This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. There are about 1.4 million transgender people in the U.S. and increasing demand for healthcare services to fit their unique needs. But there aren't enough providers who know how to care for this population. As Melanie Sevchenko reports, one program in Oregon is aiming to train more.
21-year-old Addie Stein recently underwent a series of procedures to align her body with her gender identity. She called the care she received amazing.
To have this resource is life-saving to a lot of trans people. I would put myself in that category as well, just because my experience in healthcare has been pretty horrible.
Stein is a patient at the Transgender Health Program at Oregon Health and Sciences University. OHSU has invested $1 million in the program, which serves more than 1,000 patients. It's one of half a dozen similar programs in the U.S. and one of the first to train providers.
I think we're making great strides in terms of our educational efforts for new learners. That said, we're still that many steps away from all of these people being deployed out into the environment to care for these patients.
There is a nationwide shortage of providers in transgender care, says Dr. Joshua Safer, executive director of Mount Sinai's Center for Transgender Medicine and Surgery in New York. He says one reason is transgender patients were traditionally sent for mental health treatment rather than medical care.
Despite good intentions, the largest barrier to care remains the shortage of appropriately trained providers.
In July, the American College of Physicians issued its first guidelines for internists caring for transgender patients. At OHSU, there are only two surgeons who specialize in transgender surgery, including Jens Burley. And Burley is one of just a few surgeons who can perform a specialized type of phalloplasty, or penis creation.
What that means for us is that we have a really long wait list, and that is, you know, hopefully something that will change in the future as we train providers.
Next year, OHSU will welcome two fellows from out of state to train with Burley.
I can only treat so many patients in any given week, but if I can teach other people, then that will, you know, benefit a lot more of the patient population.
OHSU has recently added transgender care to its curriculum for all nurses and medical students. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Melanie Sevchenko for Marketplace.